A little bit, yes. A little bit.
A little bit, oh.
I corrected names.
Oh.
Spelling. Is that what? That's the only
correction. Well, good morning, everyone. We're going to start this meeting at 9:03. How's it?
Can we just...
My last name does have a...
And we'll...
A Z?
If we could just go around the table so we can have a roll call as to who is here. And I'll start. I'm Deanna Fasenovic, councilwoman.
Nicole Jones, Villa Park High School PFSO.
Okay. I'm Joe Goulin with the Villa Park Community Services Foundation.
Kathy Simmons, CVMS PFSO. I'm just reading it off the paper.
Yeah.
Michelle Gonzalez, Villa Park Elementary, homeschooling president.
Michelle Norman, Serrano Elementary PFO.
Ron Lebs, I'm the Assistant Superintendent for Facilities with the district.
Steve Franks, and then Deputy Benzi has just apologized. He had an issue he had to take care of this morning, so he will not be able to stay.
Okay.
I'm going to close the door if that's okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Do we have anyone here with public comment? Okay. All right. Seeing none. Let's go to the minutes of February 8th, and if we have any corrections on those minutes or any comments on those that we need to change. Okay. All right. All right. So if I have a motion to approve it.
I motion to approve the minutes as they are written.
I'll second.
And a full second. Wonderful. All right. And item B, we're going to have a discussion of school events, and whoever would like to start, just give us a rundown of what's going on at the school for the balance of the year. You did a good job last time, but...
I have mine all written.
All right, awesome. All right, we're going to start there.
Sarah Villa, April 19th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. We have open house. May 4th and 5th, 7 p.m. We have the Little Mermaid play. May 18th, we think 6 p.m. It'll be an evening event fashion show.
Is that with your the school design class?
Students.
Oh, nice.
May 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. Serrano's going to be using our auditorium. May 29th, 6:30 p.m. we have our presidential awards. May 30th and 31st at 7 p.m. we have our music concerts. June 8th, we have our promotion party. June 11th, 6:30, we have our awards night. And then June 14th at 10:30 a.m., we have our promotion.
Okay, so June 11th is the awards night.
Yeah.
That happened last year, too.
Yes, yeah. That would be wonderful.
That happened last year because we have our NCL meeting, and the moms had the first one, and the moms had to come without the girls. I remember that. It's going to happen again, too. It's the first girls. I was hoping that wouldn't happen again. It's okay. It's all right. All right.
Villa Park High School, okay. I'm going to kind of give an update along with my dates.
Okay.
We do have open house coming up next week on April 18th. Again, we latched that up.
I don't know how it locks.
It looks like one of those folding tables, like there's one right there.
Jerry!
But I thought
it's like
a trick!
Well, I don't have any room to back.
Yeah, that one's buckling.
It's buckling.
Yeah.
The good thing is, can you get through?
You
there you go.
What do I do?
Just push it. There you go. We got the district.
You know, when you work for the district, you don't know what you got to do.
Right where you want it.
All right.
Okay. We'll
try that again.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay, so 418 we'll have open house.
Yes, 418 we'll have open house. We have prom coming up on May 12th.
Is that on campus?
No, it's going to be at the Aquarium of the Pacific this year, which should be lovely. May 14th is an early release day for the high school. We have our Morp dance, though, which is on campus on June 1st. And that's the one where, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night and you're still hearing the music. So, you know, but it ends pretty early. I think it ends at 10. Baccalaureate is June 10th.
That's Sunday.
And then obviously graduation on June 14th, but that's at Fred Kelly.
What time is graduation this year?
7 o'clock. Yeah, same. same as usual. So right now, Villa Park High School is really hardcore into test prep mode. We've got AP tests coming up. We've got WASC and other grade level assessments. So the kids are pretty busy right now. Our WASC visit went really well. Obviously there's always some room for improvement, but it went really well and we're really happy with that. And then we did have that school walkout where, it was 17 minutes, and at Villa Park High School, it was a little different than some of the other campus because that's our nutrition break anyway. So we thought that that would actually be a real positive for our campus because the kids are out anyway. It actually turned out to be a little bit of a negative because you had everyone there. So rather than just have like maybe a handful or even 100 kids, walking out, everyone was out there. Things got a little contentious, but everyone was safe. Everyone stayed on campus. Everything was good. There was a kid that had a little something that he did to try to diffuse the tension that resulted in a suspension, but it did help to diffuse the tension a little bit. But it just continued, what I guess was the bad thing on Twitter for the next couple days. And so that was, so the other schools had a better experience with the walkout than we did.
Yeah, Deputy Benzie informed me that the police, there was a very heavy sheriff presence, whether you realized it or not, undercover and everything, because they were concerned.
Yeah, which is how the kid got busted right away for his hijinks. So, overall, it went okay. It was more just the Twitter fallout, the social media stuff afterwards. So, but that was all good, and so we're just winding down our school year.
I'll jump in. It's all good. So we just had our open house last week. I believe it was last week. I feel like it could have been 2 weeks ago. That spring break just throws you for a whole loop, which was a nice turnout. Our sixth graders just got back from their outdoor ed, which was really nice. Trying to think what else we had going on. We have our carnivals this Friday, along with, I think, BPEs, same day.
Yeah, yes. Mike will be busy that day.
Yes. So ours is moved. This is the first time we've ever had it in the spring. We usually do an October carnival. So this year we moved it to the spring and then also got rained out like they did and had to push it back another few weeks. So Friday, everybody will breathe a little bit easier on both of our fronts, I think. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I don't know if parking has been lifted for Feather Hill.
Did they request that?
They have. Nobody's requested it.
Nobody has.
The first
time, okay. No.
It should be for the carnival.
You just need to put something in writing. Just send me a note so I have something in the record. I'll be happy to take care of it.
Okay.
And notify the deputies. But I need to have something to initiate that.
Perfect.
It's for tomorrow. So
yes,
right?
Correct.
Just send me an email. I'll take care. We'll do it right away.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
notify deputies. Right. I gotta be gone. But just send me a note.
No, I have to get your email address just so I have it. I'll send you an email right now. And we just request for... Mm-hmm.
Just simply say we request, end of story.
Perfect. I will do that right then.
And what I'll do is I'll notify the sheriff so that they, on patrol, they don't take it.
Taking everybody?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. that's a whole nother love.
Let me share another thing that's going on.
Sure.
The residence immediately across from your entry point has a major sewer problem. Mm-hmm. On his lateral.
Not the corner, the first one? The second house?
The one that's
house?
Literally across...
Like he's the orange house or peach house.
Yeah, he's got two, and he's got two pipes that he's going to have to dig up the street, and it's right across. So we have made arrangements that he's going to wait till the school's out, because we're going to route it out on a regular basis so that we can get through till the school, because it will close at least one lane, and it would be impossible for traffic on a drop off.
He's able to wait till June.
Well, yeah, that's what we had to do, scoping and everything. But I'm just sharing with you that.
Wow. So is it the house that faces Saravilla?
It is directly across from the entry point. From you drive in, where you drive
Serrano.
In.
Serrano.
Serrano. On
right.
Serrano.
So
there's a corner house. There's only two homes.
It faces
the corner house,
right.
And then you have the one
that's
next to the track.
The side yard is two Saravilla,
right.
Basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's the one that's going, and he's going to have to dig up at least half the road. It's his responsibility to dig it all
right,
up, but there's two spots. So there's two pipes that will have to. It will be a complete nightmare, and it would be impossible to traverse. So we're going to try it. We've gotten him through. We think we can get him through till June. After school closes.
I appreciate that tremendously.
That's a long time.
We've heard a few talks. I have to actually meet with our principal because I've heard that they are going to close down the back end of our school and parking will no longer be allowed on our campus anymore.
Who's doing that?
So our principal, because apparently our school is open during the day, and cars, there was a person sighted sitting in the back of our campus during school hours, sitting in his car.
How do you access the back?
So if you go along the side of our school to go to the back, like to get into our Big Apple area, it's gated. We have two gates there. One goes to the Big Apple, and one gate is in the very, very front. They are going to close the front gate, so that eliminates all the parking that we have.
Where does the altered parking go?
That parking was opened up about a year and a half ago as a result of, obviously, you've been around, so you know how that happened, and that was...
Well, we moved trash.
And OUSD cooperated and allowed that parking space to be used because it was not being used, for lack of a better word.
And
so at this point, to close that up, and I realize there might have been an issue, but to close that up is going...
Where is the parking?
Completely against what the agreement was.
Both parking spots.
So, we're going to change tables. So we'll need to run, and I think we've kind of got a missing person since Joe left. We don't have that liaison for that particular, those issues. Oh, that's funny. And it's red, too.
Get all my stuff.
Your pen is pretty funny.
Look at that.
It's a big old...
There, it looks good. Here, thank you. Thank you.
At least there wasn't food on it.
Back there. Yes. Sausages and
Can you imagine
if it happened at Rotary this morning? Uh-huh.
So we'll have to look a little into that, because I understand the safety issue on that, but there's other ways to eliminate that, like that could, if that's staff parking, you know, like the gate could close during the day and so on.
60% of our teachers park in front.
Yeah.
And they take parent and volunteer parking.
Well, I was going to say, where does the parking work?
And
the
street staff park on the
street. Well, this was a great discussion with OUSD to open that parking that had always been there and it wasn't being utilized properly. They did. They restriped. They moved the big trash cans. They really did quite a bit of work.
Yeah.
And so there, I hate to say it at this point, that residents could no longer say that Serrano was not allowing people to park on their campus.
Correct. We did as much as we
they
could.
They utilized everything. So to close that up, I mean, even as support that I am in Serrano, I'm going to gripe.
I am too. My only thing was to have parent or teachers park back there, but then we have our CARES facility back there. So that's our after school program where parents come.
Who makes that decision? Is that the principal's decision?
I believe so.
But it used to be, it's in cooperation with OUSD, which was Joe.
Well, but to close it.
So we'll get in contact with the principal.
And like I said, I'm meeting with her too. These are just the grumblings that I've heard from a few people when she's kind of been in and out and hard to get lately. So
is that something, Ron, that you would have?
I'll follow up on it. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay. We do.
Because we just did that at our school.
I'll bring it up at Cabinet.
I appreciate that. And just let us know what
this is the first I've heard of it, so I just need...
There was a tremendous amount of discussion on this. A lot of work was done with it. Kathy Moffitt was involved in those meetings also. You know.
This is back here.
Yeah,
no, I know where it is.
Oh, you meant like for drop-off. Yes. So we haven't had parents on our campus for a couple of years.
Right. Yeah, and it may just be rumblings also, so I don't want to jump... You know, let's not make a big deal about it until we find out if it's even
that.
Might just be the knee-jerk reaction.
I will follow up.
No, thank you.
I'll have to look at that. Yes, like I said, just getting there to figure it out because an avalanche is a whole loveliness of a lot of things, which is fun. We are also doing our first theater program at Serrano. We are doing Aladdin, and we have rented out, the high school. I'm say Sarah Villa, but we are doing it at the high school this year, so we could have an actual stage in that. That is May 25th and May 26th.
Nice.
We're opening it up to the community, so we're hoping that anybody in Villa Park that wants to see awesome, cute little kinders get up there and try to, I don't even know what they're going to try to be, but it's cute watching them try.
Oh, I love it.
Is that run by the school or is that?
No, so we hired Center Stage Theater.
They do it for later.
They do normal.
They do
the
guys.
Okay. I don't believe they do your guys.
No, we do literacy on stage.
But we just did Aladdin. Yeah, we did. So, yeah, I was assuming it was the same people, yeah.
Some things that are left over from our land that might be available.
Okay.
I brought them to my son, Mark Kulai.
I would love that.
Because there was, seems like there's some, I know Jonah is going to be the Aladdin.
He is, yes.
Who is my grandson's best friends, and my grandson was Aladdin, so too.
Oh, cute.
For Villa Park Elementary, so they can probably change some costumes and.
Perfect. No, we love to have.
Didn't they make? Didn't they made like a big? Was it the genie? The mouth of the genie that he walked in, the big purple thing. It was huge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the parents went on steroids for.
Okay. I mean, I think it's foolish to not.
No, I would love to do that. As props and decorations, all that. Perfect. No, we're really excited. It's something that we've been very envious of the schools around us that they do. And so hopefully it'll be a new tradition at Serrano. So that's something that we'll see how it goes. Practices have started, and they seriously look cute. It's amazing. Not too sure how some of them are going to sing, but we'll figure that out, right? Our movie night is also, I believe, June 8th, movie night and camp out that we have. And then we have a talent show, which is June 2nd, I'm sorry, at Villa Park High School. Again, we rented, not rented, but are borrowing their auditorium because ours is not much of an auditorium. but that's about it for us. We're
it's
trying
wonderful.
To, yeah, wipe it, run it down too. It's coming quick.
It
do
is.
Do the talent show, or is that teacher led?
Like have skits, or do they?
Or just figure who's in charge of it?
They don't do. They don't do a lip sync. They do a
no,
talent show where
up,
VP
okay,
does a lip sync.
Show. Okay. We rarely have a lip sync person
right.
Whereas you guys are taking care of that. But no, it's parent run.
Yeah.
Okay. But our teachers actually do skits in it, and our parents do skits in it, which is fun.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
So for Villa Park Elementary, we had to postpone our carnival. So our carnival is tomorrow as well, same as Serrano's. Our open house is May 23rd, which is the Tuesday we get back from Memorial Day.
Oh.
On that same night, I believe there is plans for the bell dedication during our open house.
There is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
There, in the works.
So what night is that?
That is May 29th. It's a Tuesday. That is our open house.
Ron, do you have the details on that or what?
It's currently being worked on. We're in the process of developing that. Rayanne's kind of taking the point that we had some conversations at county level about it. So it's being worked on.
We're doing it on another day.
Were there any more questions
the last
about
meeting.
That?
Well, at the last meeting, I thought we weren't doing it at open house, if I remember correctly.
I don't know that anything had even been decided.
Yeah. A number of dates had been batted around, but multiple people have kind of come together, and Mark's working on this, and so that was the most advantageous day to do that, and so that's what we're calendaring it for then.
So are they ignoring the city? Because
nobody's.
I mean, that's kind of. Yeah.
No,
I haven't heard. That's the first I've heard.
Yeah, because I mean, we were instrumental in making sure that this, you know, that bell was, you know, around, and that it. We want to make sure that the city's included in that.
It will be. Yeah, it will be. It is in the infancy of. We haven't even printed up invitations or anything yet, so we're in the process of developing that.
Okay.
June 1st is our Camp Bobcat, and the 14th is the last day for us in the promotion. And just something else, we're currently in a spring donation drive, and then also something new on our campus, I just mentioned with Michelle, is that in the mornings we have closed our campus to parents for our school safety review plan. So, and we have maybe three or four schools in the district that allow parents on campus in the mornings to drop their children off. And so that has changed, and it seems to be going very well so far.
So they just walk them up to the gate?
They walk them up to the gate, and the children have activities now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the kinders are in their own playground. They can play and whatnot.
Okay.
And then the other children either choose to be at the lunch tables and talking, or they can do a walk and talk around the laptop.
Oh, nice.
So, and that's new there. And that's all that's coming up.
Very nice. When is kindergarten promotion?
Kinder promotion? That's a good question.
That's a whole... Right. That's a whole neighborhood.
Yeah. So, yeah. Does Serrano's
they
bothered
did just have
by
their
that?
Spring.
But we're not bothered. It's just knowing.
Okay.
Just knowing it. That's all. That's
on
all.
The 13th.
On the 13th. You know what? That area always looks like that, so it doesn't like.
That's kind of why
it doesn't impact me, or really even the city, because there's always cars.
Yeah.
So.
I don't see it on our calendar for June.
Okay.
But I'll find that date
okay.
for you and I'll
all
let
right.
you know.
Awesome. Thank you.
I did remember something I forgot to add. We got our new marquee.
Oh.
And running as of Monday, Tuesday night. It is up on the school
Wonderful.
And looks beautiful.
Now, what are you going to do with the old marquee?
So the old marquee is going to stand.
Okay.
We're not going to do anything
gonna
with
leave it.
It. We're going to try to cover it. I think the PFO is going to try to get like two plastic pieces that just say Serrano Elementary with
okay.
an eagle or something on it that just kind of is a landmark.
Just stays there. You're
mm-hmm.
not removing it.
No.
Okay.
No, I think it costs more to actually try to tear it down
yeah.
than it did to actually just spruce it up a little bit.
Okay.
We'll see. Did you guys get going on your fundraising?
Still in the works.
Speaking of marquees, and I don't know the answer to this question, but I have received a few comments from residents about the marquee having notices in Spanish on Taft Avenue. So what's the policy on that? They've asked me.
It does or doesn't have
it? It does have it in Spanish. So
what's wrong with having
I'll say they're comments, but they're not nice comments that have come. And so I look at them, and I don't answer them. I just say... It's the school. I don't know what
why
to tell you.
Why should they not be in
they, well, I'm at, they want to know why is it in Spanish. So I'd
because
love to give
Because we
them.
Have some English as a second language families, you know, kids at our school and families that do not speak English.
Yeah, they don't. The people who have commented are not in favor of it. So...
I think that's too bad.
You can take the comment and file and receive.
Yes.
That's all you can do, receive and file.
I think that's too bad because it's our goal to reach out to all of our families.
Yeah.
And so if we have kids at our school that are first-generation English-speaking kids, we want to reach those families.
Okay.
So
that's the answer I'm going to give them. I don't know what's coming up because of a marquee that might be coming up at Villa Park Elementary. So the conversation has escalated a little
bit with
it.
I'm surprised.
I just don't know how it affects
them. Don't ever be surprised.
Okay.
You know, and like I said, I'm fair. I make sure that I let, if somebody does make a comment, whether we like it or not, it's always important
to let people know so we can
have a proper answer for them
yeah.
and learn from it and educate them to understand what it's
But it's something
about.
That does not affect them. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just kind of mystified by that.
Okay. Yes.
Moving on.
All right, Ron.
So I would just, there's a couple things I wanted to touch on. One, let's touch, first of all, who should we communicate with and point regarding the bell dedication with the city?
Steve,
okay. Got it. School marquee. So it's on. It was on here to discuss. Tell me what you know. And I actually brought the request that we process internally
for Villa Park Elementary.
Villa Park Elementary.
Okay.
I assume it's on there as a discussion point, right?
It is.
Sure.
Okay.
And we're a little out of order. We don't.
Oh.
It doesn't matter because we'll all come back to it. So go ahead. Let's talk about it now since we brought it up. It's good.
Okay.
All right. So the marquee. Where's the marquee at? It's on the agenda.
We're in fundraising mode.
Okay.
We were very thankful. The Villa Park Community Services Foundation granted us $1,000 toward that project. And we are reevaluating where we stand after our spring donation drive
far
as fundraising.
You did get a grant because they rejected it at first. And then
yes.
did you resubmit
the
grant?
Well, they did not reject. They asked me to rewrite it for something different. In which I returned to the foundation meeting and I asked them to reconsider. And they did. And just to reevaluate again, and they did. So we're very thankful for that. Thank you, Jill, and your foundation for that. And We have approval from the district. We have an electrical quote for that to move forward when the funding is there. I'm hoping to have the funding by the end of this year. And hopefully in the summer, do the project. That is the plan. That is the goal. Numerous times I've been asked, have I talked to the neighbors? Well, I went and talked to the neighbors. The gentleman directly across the street has no problem. He's fine with it. The house under construction, I was not able to reach anybody that was there at the time. And then next door, directly next door to them on the left or on the north of the house that's under construction, he is fine with it. He's not in love with the idea, but said he wasn't going to fight it. He said thought it was fine. He just didn't want a blinking stop sign light, to which I said, it will be digital, it will be lit, it will not be running all night. I don't know that there's a need for it to be on late night.
Wonderful.
Hours running all
night. That's good.
And it can be turned off. So all positives. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any large pushback.
Wonderful.
Or any red flags, and I think it's going well. We'll just...
I think it'll be welcomed in the neighborhood.
What funds
okay.
we
actually.
Can gather.
Can we see
yeah, this
some
is,
concepts?
This is the,
oh, yes, I did bring...
Do you have something other than what
nope,
I...
Nope, same thing.
Oh, okay.
I brought a couple copies as well.
Okay.
Do you want me
thank
to
you.
Just call you?
Okay. Nice.
Let's do a couple of those.
Oh, yeah, these are...
no, it looks good.
Just as
a... Yes.
Michelle, just as a clarification, the city has no... Plan check, nothing approval on this regards because it's a school property. So, you know, the city is, we don't do review electrical, we don't do anything
correct.
On school property. So I just want, I want that sort of clear that you don't, anything you deal with them. Okay, so it's kind of,
and
the anomaly, the
yes,
anomaly.
That's all of our paper.
The anomaly on projects in Villa Park.
Those are for you to keep if you would like
oh,
to keep
okay,
it.
Oh, okay, thank you. Oh. So is the school paying for any of that, the OUSD or anything else? It's all volunteered, it's all coming up in the
past. How much are you having to raise? Because that was our issue, was it was like $17,000 just for the electrical. To put it to you.
Wow.
Yeah, because they have to dig up our entire parking lot to
oh.
take...
Maybe it's further than
our electrical
from
the school
is
down.
$6,800, $6,900. We were hoping to raise... I would like to raise in our spring donation drive $10,000. The bottom line is, if I wanted to put a marquee up, I could put a marquee up, but I don't
you
just want
to
put
money.
A marquee up. I still want to fund the programs that we currently fund, the music PE, art masters, which are, we found out that the district is no longer going to fund the extra stipend that they have been for art masters.
They're taking that out next year?
It is.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, because I saw that in the budget.
I wasn't doing that at all. Alrighty. That's a bummer.
Well, Lisa just gave me a report today, but I had gotten emails previously. So
there's a budget crunch. Mm-hmm. It's,
yeah.
It's,
so that
it's a
item
lot.
Is so that's
yeah.
a little bit more expensive now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. So where I was going with that was we need to fund the programs and help the school for the children. This is above and beyond.
Correct.
So that's why we're doing another spring donation drive. And I'm hoping to earn $9,000 to $10,000 there, and I think we can feasibly put up a marquee.
Nice.
So
great.
That's where it stands.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. Let's go. Let's see where else we have. We've got community, marquee, bell dedication, Serrano, let's see.
High school improvement project?
Yep, let's go to high school improvement. Ron, you're it.
I am going to hand out, here, just take one and pass it on. I have plenty. These are from January, and I didn't want to print one from February because we're right in the middle of updating the new
yeah,
one,
I
from,
have that one already
from March.
DAC.
Everybody got one? Okay, and then this is our program. It's kind of summary sheet. So we are in the process of updating our
I don't think I have that one. I'll take that one.
We're in the process. Every month we do a monthly report. Okay. And so it usually lags the end of the month by 10 to 15 days. So I have the draft report for March on my desk to review, and we will be processing that and probably getting it out and posted on the website probably by the end of next week. So you can always check the website to get updated information, but this is that we produce two handouts, and these are them, and I think I've talked about them before. This is simply just kind of an overview of what's happening at each of the high schools with regard to the Science Center project, and the other is our monthly report, just kind of captures what's been going on in the project. So specifically with Villa Park High School, well, first of all, we have our next Citizens Oversight Committee meeting on April 25th. So if anybody's interested in attending that, there's information on our website. We actually have a page dedicated to the Citizens Oversight Committee. Deanna is our chair, and that's going very well.
Yes, it is. It's going very well.
It's going very well. We did our annual report, and everything was hunky-dory. And
the board is eager to start.
And I
saw that.
So ecstatic to report that we have groundbreaking at Orange High School scheduled. It's coming up in June 8th, and we will be starting our first shovel in the ground, real wow. type of construction stuff going on over the summer. We've got major infrastructure, electrical replacement upgrades planned, and new food service snack bar building and stuff. So we're getting rolling, and Villa Park is a little bit behind in the whole planning process, but we do have all of our plans. They are at DSA being reviewed. The thing that we are working on...
So no date for Villa Park for
no,
any work?
No, we're updating. Okay, just, so we're just, in the process of... good question.
Yeah, I mean, even as far as bringing portables in, just so we have an idea.
That's probably not till winter break.
Okay.
So what we're doing at this current time, we're updating budgets, updating schedules, taking a look at our whole construction timeline, and we will be presenting that to the board in May with updates. So we haven't made any real changes to anything since the program inception, which was back in kind of schematic design. So now that plans are being produced, we can tighten everything up. So it looks as though we would be starting at the earliest something in the fall with related to Villa Park High School, but probably not bringing any the relos on campus until winter break, just for convenience purposes. And then once those are up and installed and occupied, then we can begin the regular construction of taking the 300 building down and moving forward. We have a lot of things to do to get there.
And in the plan, have the plans changed? I know they changed the canyon where they're going to have only one entrance. Have the plans changed to only have one entrance at Villa Park?
So,
because that's a big concern.
Okay, good question. So with respect to the California Environmental Quality Act, which CEQA, we affectionately call that CEQA, requires us to analyze our project impacts on the environment, one of which is traffic and parking. And the school district has engaged in multiple discussions with the city manager and traffic engineer. We have heard very loud and clear concerns about traffic and how it impacts the surrounding neighborhoods and concerns over parking. And so we've taken all of that information that in those meetings, we've had formal meetings. I met with Steve on several occasions over the past several months, and he's provided some really good input on what the concerns of the city and the community are. So we are incorporating that into, and it is currently being conducted as I sit here, a full traffic analysis, not just to satisfy the requirements of CEQA, but to take into account the city's recommendations, because Steve provided feedback from the city council, regarding an idea of a central entry point. One of the other things we heard loud and clear was the more traffic you can move off of Taft, and if you can move traffic onto Santiago, that would be even more advantageous. Take a look at what you can do to improve traffic and circulation in and around the school. And it ties into the other elementary and middle schools that are there as well. So we have engaged in that process. It's not inexpensive. It's in the $40,000 to $50,000 range. But the traffic engineer is doing a study now looking at multiple scenarios from what has been the design, what has been currently designed and planned to the city's suggestion that you look at a single point entry, as well as what we could do to move traffic onto Santiago and maybe have some additional traffic off of Taft and access the school from Santiago. So we're analyzing a number of options. When those are done, then we'll get back and present those to Steve and the traffic and Akram, the traffic engineer, to kind of get some input on that.
Okay.
But we're hoping that we will come up with some solutions that will alleviate the traffic impact on Taft. That's what was communicated by Steve and was loud and clear, get the traffic off of Taft. And so we're looking at options.
But as far as entry onto the school, you know, being as we're only, you know, phase one is only the science building, it's like that 100, 200 building, you have multiple points of entry through that building. Those aren't going to be gated off. I mean, we're not in it to make it look like a prison.
Yeah. The entry points on Taft will change because one of the driveways with the new building going in.
Oh, yeah, the driveways.
Yeah, which they had been talking.
She's talking about actual people walking onto the campus.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm actually talking about the, I'm talking about the entry points coming in, coming back.
Like school safety, like students.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the what's happened is they closed the entryway. They're talking about closing the entryway coming in from Santiago so that you wouldn't have two accesses to it, so you couldn't come in from the track. And that's where I'm trying to find out whether or not we're going to have only one access point.
We are analyzing.
And that is a traffic issue if you close both of us. Yeah.
For clarification purposes, we are analyzing basically four kind of general options. One is at the way it's been designed. Two is the city suggested look at a single, not a single access point, but an access point off of Taft, using a left turn signalized intersection to get into the school. So we're looking at that, and we're also looking at options that would funnel traffic off of Santiago in through the back door.
Okay.
So we're trying to address it. We realize it's a problem, and we realize that
everywhere.
Anything we can do to get more queuing on campus, get more cars in and out, not more cars, but get cars in and out quicker, and divert traffic off of Taft. That's what we're looking at.
Well, this is a nice segue just to go into the traffic, into parking enforcement right now, because one of the...
Another question.
Oh, yes.
Just included in the traffic evaluation, is there also talk about, like, emergency vehicles and safety things like that? Cause I'm just thinking, like, at the track or the baseball field.
Yes.
Obviously, that's right on Sunday, but if you close that, they can't get to...
Well, let's first of all, we're not planning on closing anything. I just want to be clear. We are trying to put all reasonable options on the table, then evaluate those to make a recommendation. So, yes,
is
conversations.
That included in the traffic evaluation?
It has to be. How do you get the fire truck
safety,
in? How do you get the buses in and out? So if you can get the buses in and out, you can pretty much get the fire truck engine out. But we are taking all of that into consideration.
Okay.
So,
Well, and so speaking of traffic and talking, so on Santiago, the way the parking enforcement is next to the baseball field is in the morning. On the south side, you can't park on the south side during the morning hours.
Right.
I think it's like from 6 to 9 or something. In the evenings, you can't park on the north side, and that's up till 3 o'clock. After that, as everyone knows, both sides are completely full on the sidewalks, you know, as much as you can. And lately, what's happened is we seem to have a lot, more than usual, more than we've had in the past, residents on their little motorized wheelchairs, in addition to the bike riders, and there's not any room, I mean, for them to walk. So it's an issue that we're looking at in the city as to that we might have to stop parking on one side of that completely, which would bring the baseball people into the parking lot. Yeah, I mean, you should...
Into what parking lot?
Well, they would have to go into Villa Park High School's parking lot and walk onto the field, because the motorized... I mean, the wheelchair people
going
are
riot.
Literally in front of the cars. It's very dangerous. And so the bicycles, because they're not on they can't be on the sidewalk.
So is my kid driving a 20-pound bag from Villa Park High School to go to a baseball game?
Yeah, well... I'm bringing it up here because we have the safety of the pedestrians, the bicyclists. Now we've got the wheelchairs, and it's dangerous. So it's come up before, which is why they originally put the no restriction parking on each side. But for some reason this year, it's worse, and I don't know why. I don't know if there's more baseball or what's happening. So it's coming up. So it's just something I want to make sure that everyone's aware of.
So how is not parking on Feather Hill, because lifting that would allow people to park there? Get people off of that street. Mm-hmm. And it's really frustrating.
Feather Hill. Well, I'm talking Santiago in front of the baseball field at Villa Park High School.
Oh, you're talking high school.
High school.
I thought you were talking
high school.
Sarah Villa.
No, high school.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So people parking on Santiago prohibits people using the sidewalk?
What happens is they're in the bike lane. They're in the bike lane, and the motorized wheelchairs are on the street.
They can't ride on the sidewalk?
They don't. why, I don't know, but
why
they don't.
Why would they ride on the
street?
Well,
that's
that's
amazing.
And the bikes can't either. The bikes don't go on the sidewalk.
No, the
either.
Bikes
right.
don't
yeah.
go on the sidewalk. But, I mean, the motorized
scooter.
Wheelchairs can. So, I mean, I don't understand why that's a complaint, because they're fully, they have access.
They should be on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I would
they
think they'd
be,
but
the
they're
street.
Not. So, we've got, it was scary the other day. I sat out there and I just watched.
They should not be on the
watched,
street with
and
a scooter,
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think.
So, just keep... Be aware of it. It's not anything that we're going to do anything at all this year, but we're going to look at it to see if we can make some improvements there.
Well, and if people are parked up on the sidewalk, I know they ticketed the principal of Sarah Villa, because he would park just a tire up on the curb just to try to get out of the street, because it's so tight there in front of Sarah Villa, and he got ticketed. So, I mean, they can ticket the cars if they're actually blocking the sidewalk.
So on Nichols, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, on Nichols, because we do have a resident who's trying to sell her home, who lives on Nichols, and has been extremely, extremely vocal on wanting permitted parking on Nichols. She's come to the council meeting. She has come here several times. Because there isn't any permitted parking. I mean, you can park on Nichols Avenue.
Yeah.
So tickets were issued, I think Monday or Tuesday, for the tires being up on the sidewalk. They were issued with regulations, with the ruler. I'm just letting you know what is occurring. I know, and for a lot of us, nightmares are coming back, if you will.
My
but
car's
Nichols-
been hit twice. On Serrano.
I'm sorry, you what?
My car has been hit twice.
Yeah, so.
My mirror. Twice. Just because of how narrow
it
is.
It is narrow,
so it's
yes.
really frustrating to try to help, you know, they're parking up there for a reason, not to block
yeah,
the
yeah, the high school kids do park there, I think, in the spring more often because they don't want to buy the parking pass. Mm-hmm. And they do park on one side of the street. The other side is actually is empty. That's what parents pick up their kids. But it is brewing in City Hall, and we have had the resident come to the public meetings, as well as, we have some council members who might. So it's just something, just be aware of what's brewing underneath, and I just want to keep you guys informed what is
because people
occurring.
Roll up on
they roll
up a little bit on that curb.
And they roll up, sometimes, you know, sometimes they roll up.
Sometimes quite
all
a bit,
the
yeah.
way over. So the
yeah,
people
sometimes
who
sometimes half the cars.
The ticketing that occurred this week was half the car. It was a lot. It was a lot. So
they did ticket Janet Salgado for an inch and a half, like 3 years ago.
He took,
and that was ridiculous.
He took the ruler out to make sure that there wasn't any issues. I'm just going to let you know. Well, we do have some council members who are very adamant about making sure that people are complying with the parking.
So is
regulation.
There anything that we can do on our end to help or to
tell your parents if parking is allowed, they're not to park their wheels on the sidewalk. They realize they're probably doing it for safety reasons because they want to give people more room. I understand that, but they can't park on the sidewalk. Their intentions are
very good.
I think for the most part this year parking, I have to tell you, has not been an issue. I mean, it just hasn't. You will always complain about it, but we have not had a whole lot of issues with
Well, we've had conversations with Dr. Miller, and as we're doing this whole CEQA analysis, the concerns about students parking on Nichols, and we're trying to get the word out. And
it's 12 cars. How much money are we going to spend on 12 kids who don't want to pay $60 for their permit? It's, you know.
Well, and a lot of them are the newer drivers. They just don't want to pay the parking permit just a couple months of the year. And so, you know, they're willing to do it for the whole year. So, you know, maybe we can even talk to Dr. Miller about doing some sort of prorated
That's a great idea.
Parking permit, you know, for those kids. So I'll talk to him.
Because it happens in the spring every year.
Yeah,
so that's how we know that. Everyone has seen it, and that could be it. That would be perfect.
Okay.
To do
I'll
that.
I'll talk to him.
So, and I'm just blind curiosity. One homeowner on Nichols, would that change
Nichols
to permit that street? I mean, one boisterous resident.
When the issue of the parking permit on Feather Hill came up, it was because of one homeowner on Dotson on the corner directly across the street from Sarah Villa's doors was selling his home, and somebody backed out because of the traffic. That's how that started.
So there is nothing in my mind that would tell you that it couldn't occur. I just want to be transparent.
No, that's my question, because I get, I have empathy for all of them. I'm out there on a regular basis telling the kids to get off of Feather Hill's front yards. They've placed signs in their trees, if anybody's noticed, to get the kids out of the trees of their, at that first house where parents park. I mean, I'm out there all the time saying, get off of their yard. Get out, you know, you a foot in, there's no curbs, if you guys have ever seen. There's no sidewalk. So I'm sorry, but you can stand a foot into their grass and be safe. I don't need you in between cars waiting for your parents, but you don't need to be in their trees either. So I'm constantly out there saying, get off of there, you know, pull down a little bit. But it's crazy to me that you're buying a house by a, you're buying a house in between three schools. I mean, this is a no-brainer, and half of those people probably purchased it because at one point they had kids that walked to school and it was a great convenience to them, and now it's an annoyance, but everybody else is affected by their intolerance.
Do you get complaints from the cul-de-sac, the orange cul-de-sac? What's that street called? So when you have your
The catwalk, or
no, not the, on the, where the crossing guard is.
Oh, on
yeah, what's that cul-de-sac called right there?
Well, it's not Serrano, is it?
Is it on Wanda. Yes. It's Wanda and Serrano. So if you can turn left or right, and then you go straight, and there's that cul-de-sac. And a lot of that corner house, kids are in the driveway all the time. So that homeowner's very... Do you ever get complaints about from that?
Never. And that house just sold.
It did
sell. Very, very corner house. Mm-hmm. And prior to them, I mean, the people were up underneath their cars waiting. Kids were.
Oh, yeah, they play in their front yard. I watch them when I drive by.
And I used to say, you know, you can sit on their driveway, but you don't need to be in their stuff, but never once.
And it did sell, I remember
that. It did. It just sold last year, I want to say. And never once have they complained. And that cul-de-sac gets the brunt of everything because of Feather Hill and Dotson changing. I mean, that's where every parent kind of rotates in, which it's a nightmare there, too. But
we did have a resident come to City Council to talk to us about a Facebook page called They Shame People. On there, and I found it. They shame people for how they make U-turns and park and what have you in the schools. And I did find it myself, and so I look at it also. So we did have somebody call and complain that they did that, and we didn't comment or not, but
they
have seen that. I actually hope not, to see my car on there one day.
It was more parking
than the school. It's a private Facebook page, but I just want you to know that they did come and say something at the...
Technically,
all right, town center behavior. It's been really good.
I think it has
been good. It's been excellent, I got to tell you. It's changed.
Yeah.
I
think it will be good, though, if we can get Sarah Villa or early release next year.
They have that plan. Did they take the vote?
It's in motion. Okay. I don't know if it's actually, is that tonight that they're voting? Or is it even, they might have pushed it out even. Okay. It might be. But I know it's in the works.
Wonderful, that'll happen. But even without it, the schools the principals have been very cooperative coming in here. The parents also, they heard the message, and we have not had complaints lately. We don't have the kids over here vaping and smoking, you know, like we used to, and laying. You know, we have a few, but not like it used to be at all. Yeah. So yeah, it's a great improvement.
Dr. Miller's had the golfers more on this side for the last couple months.
So it's been very good. All right, is there
any... Are you guys actually working on getting rid of the early start next year?
They'll be the modified Wednesday like you have.
Okay, yeah. So you guys will get out early but start at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. I love and hate that, but...
Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship for the parents. It's good because their kids are being monitored. You know, then they have to go to work.
Instead of having those million children, I mean, it just seems to me... And people typically pick them up and take them home in the afternoon.
Right.
No.
Is there anything else?
My son's very excited about it.
I had one thing I wanted to bring up.
Yes.
We had a request to do a marquee at Cerro Villa, which would be mounted on the wall. Is there any issue or concern with that?
It's all mounted on the wall now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's just replacing what's there.
Yeah. Nice.
Exactly. Right. Is that any issue for anyone? Great. No. We will march forward with that. I just wanted to make sure.
Nice.
Okay, great. it'll be LED kind of lighted, so all right, okay.
All right, well, I had planned on this being our last meeting till September because May and June is very busy.
Too busy.
For all of you, so our next meeting will be in September when you guys get ramped up, but that doesn't mean that if something doesn't come up, you can't call and, you know, bring it up. And we can always have a mini meeting or something. If you need something from the city, if there's anything that we can do for you. Get your parking requests in.
Already sent them an email.
Yeah, you know, all of you who are needed, you guys certainly don't need it. But if something comes up, get it. And Jill, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I wanted to just chat a little bit about the historic school. I know Mark's been working very diligently with the principal and with you, trying to get things going on that. And he's asked me to help proofread some of the things that are going on with all of that. One of the things I came upon accidentally was that the historical book was put together is on the website.
Yes.
And I don't know if the people know that. And I would be happy to write something to make sure it gets into the, you know, into the news either on our Facebook kinds of things or whatever. Because there's some very interesting interviews on that. One of them came from Ed Behrman, who I had made contact with to see what he'd been a principal at Villa Park Elementary when our kids were there. And his it's really kind of some funny things that are going back to my life. They're talking about him being part of the dunk tank at school carnival. And the reason was that was because he had a comb over that went like this, and we really wanted to see what he looked like. He makes mention of it.
That's funny.
I mean, there were some funny things in there, and there's some really nice pictures in there and that people who might like to see that. So yeah. If it's okay with you, I'll start making a little blast on Facebook and some other places that people know that site is there to go.
Great.
Because it's hidden. It's not.
You can access it from the Villa Park Elementary School website. I think there's a link on their homepage. And then you'd have to figure out how to get there on the district website. Because
the district website is just one of those little lists of historical things. But I could list what the page, you know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
To be able to do that. Because I think that people who value that building would like to be able to
see what's
happened there. And I think they've done a nice job with that. So I want to commend them for that.
Absolutely. I can share on our end, too, through our Homie School League members. I can send the link out. Also on our website, too.
Yeah, I just think it would be since they went to the work of doing that, people might like to see that. People drive by, still tell me they drive by there, and they say, why am I in the school? So, you know, they just, you know, it was there for such a long time, they don't bother to think that it's still not there.
Okay. Right. Anything else? All right, well, we're adjourned. Thank you very much for your time. Anybody know who's PFSO is next year? Make sure if you, please tell us if you, by the end of the year, tell us because poor Steve doesn't know who to get the stuff out to.
Yeah.
Ours doesn't change, once it's so uh-huh. It's still me next
year.
So,
yeah, you got it too. You got it.
Yeah, we'll be changing.
Yeah.
Still you. You change. And you change.
Yeah, I think it might be me. Michelle might be for the high school.
Okay.
But we need to kind of firm it all up.
Just make sure you let them know.
If it's late and vote. And,
if it's the same people, then it makes it easy.
I haven't been in here, and I'm like, I keep going.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, we had. Why did you guys take this?
Oh, they were dilapidated.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they were dilapidated. And the cabinets are going to get redone. It's hard because what's going on with the food. So see, what happened is that you come in here, and they would always have the tables here for all the food, but they wouldn't be picked up at the hostel. We had to do that. But they will. But we're gonna have a wall, a one that honors the veterans. You know, it'll just be a and then one that honors the council. Trying to figure out a way to get all these pictures.
Nice to meet you, Jill.
Thank you, Jill.
Why not?
You know, I talked to Mark multiple times.
I remember years ago.
And there was a huge fit.
Good luck on the carnival.
Yeah, it's a huge fit. It could
make a Central Park if
the city could get
VPE. VPE. Yeah, if the city or the foundation could get the funds to turn it into a park and community center, it's right in the middle of this amazing thing. At one point, turned into like a senior Connor. Which I think would have been a phenomenal, like, I mean, it looked like regular houses. It was just a senior, it wasn't gated or anything, which would have been phenomenal.
That's always
been the big thing. But really, for the challenges facing us, traffic and everything else, it's not closing so well.
Well, that would make sense. Now, that would make sense. I understand that.
And it makes sense. And all these,
okay, good. It's all particular. All polished up.
Can't school to elementary school, so they get a lot of kids from Orange and stuff. And so that way, all of them will park in and be able to school.
I made that. I brought that up with Kathy a couple of years. I mean, anytime you talk about closing school, forget it. They're just nasty.
But
they're hurting.
Well, and the district is thinking about it again because looking at these projections out, they're like, we can't lose this many kids and still keep these schools open. So at the district advisory committee meeting and stuff like that, that is kind of being batted around. That, well, they've been saying that they don't think they're going to have any choice.
What school?
They have not said anything, and really, and they did say, when you close the school, kind of filtering out it really impacts everybody, because then you could end up with, say, a lot of combo classes at another, school, because you moved just half a class.
Thank you very much.
Like half a class from each grade, but, at the rate, I think one of the reasons I think is there was so much pushback about closing VPE that I don't know if they would suggest closing one of our schools.
That was a long time. I remember that. I read the minutes.
It was a huge stink. Yeah, because I was still here. Oh, no.